Whiskey Zero, Whiskey Charlie Romeo, calling for a signal check.
Is fine tonight. This is N0TR. My name's Tom and I'm in Greer. You are full quieting.
Tom, I'm in Malden. Name's Will. I'm just testing new J-Pole. Thanks.
I wouldn't change a thing. Take care. This is N0TR clear.
W0WCR clear.
4QLG, KO4QLG. N0TR. N0TR clear.
Rosetta, okay.
Nice to hear you tonight. Hope you didn't get blown away. I think all of that stuff went south of us, so I'm sure it did for you.
Well, part of it went right over our house. I'm at home, so it's gone now, but it rained pretty good here.
Getting hail up to 1.8 inches in diameter in some places, and literally thousands of people were out of power. I was watching Fox local station, and it was about to blow the camera down there on where I-85 intersects with 385. They said they had 60-70 mile an hour winds.
Came home through a hailstorm about 2:30, 3 o'clock, she said. It might be the same one. Went over part of Simpsonville. There's a few little dents in the car now.
Hear that. You know, there are some ways they take those out now. I had some taken out one time out of another car, and it's pretty neat. They do a good job.
Over it, over the hood, and it's not too bad. There's two or three little places. It's not, you probably wouldn't even notice it if you weren't looking for it. But hey, are you on a different microphone the last couple days?
I have a new one in the drawer, though. I'm a little hoarse. I don't know why. I just haven't been feeling good change the last couple of days.
Last night when I was talking to you, I thought you sounded a little more narrow, if that's the right term. And I'm out in the garage. I got my HD out here, and I thought the same thing when you came on, from the way you normally sound.
Correct. Yeah, and I haven't been talking a lot on anything. Last night I did talk to one guy a very short time in Costa Rica, and then I did Lithuania and Belgium and Hungary on CW, but other than that, I don't know. I just overdid it out there with that antenna the other day, and I haven't got over it yet. This morning I was really feeling crummy, and this afternoon I went out and mowed grass and felt pretty decent.
Well, you weren't feeling good last night, or still feeling pretty rough. Maybe that's all it is, just your voice is, you're tired and your voice has changed. Mine does that. It affects, when I get really tired, my voice changes. It gets a little weaker. At least how it sounds to me anyway. Maybe that's all it is, but just sounded a little different than you normally do, that's all.
I always keep a spare mic here because, these things are so hard to repair anymore. Everything's so tiny. Well, Bernice is upstairs, and she's making oatmeal cookies, and she's too tired to do that, but she is. And I'm just sitting down here drinking one of those miniature cans of ginger ale. I know they cost more, but, you know, I don't like a great big 180-calorie, 12-ounce can of ginger ale. I guess I'm getting old. I like those small ones. So I'm just enjoying that, and I just come downstairs and give that young man a radio report. Turn the computer on, and I haven't even looked to see if there's any DX on it. I can hook my antennas back up, though, by golly. So that's good. My neighbor, he's going to Lake Santee tomorrow. I think that's Charleston, Shane, but... you're sure sounding good if that's an HT you're on.
Yeah, it is. It's an HT. It's a Yaesu, and I'm not far from the repeater, so that helps. But I'm out here in the garage just sitting around with some wood. And with Bernice making those cookies, I'll bet you won't be too tired to sample some of those later when they come out of the oven. I'm sure you'll be happy to test them out for her.
An order in for two and a glass of milk. Yeah, I love those oatmeal cookies. Although I will say, being sick the last 2 days, that's the last thing I needed. But if you know what I mean. And I think I just got too hot out there. But, oh well, I hope my buddy next door don't get into the storms. I looked just a little while ago, and they were all up in Kentucky and Tennessee. They're not down in our area. But, well, I bet that'd have been dicey if you'd have been down there on 85 with that 60 and 70 mile an hour winds with a high profile vehicle.
Videos where some of them get blown over. That's got to be a strong wind or an empty trailer. I did have to slow down to about 35 on Monday night down around Anderson just from the rain was so heavy, so thick. Couldn't really see. Other people were slowing down. Normally, you know, I slow down some, but the trucks are relatively pretty good, which is why when you're in a car and you see them going down the road, you think, man, they're crazy. But, you know, you don't feel what a car feels, but I was feeling it, so I definitely slowed down that night.
I don't blame you, Shane. I took the test for doubles, but I never did drive one, of course. And singles and air brakes, whatever. I don't know. I think there was three tests on that CDL up there in Kansas. I thought it would be good on a resume if I ever lost my job. And if I had to, I would have drove truck. But never come to that. Only drove a semi two or three times just to move a kiln. But I didn't have to move it. But about, let me see, 13th Street down to 3rd Street. So about 10 blocks. That's my total experience driving a semi. And I didn't have a medical card. So back then I could have passed it, though. It's been a long, long, long time ago, Shane. But I admire you for being able to drive one of those things, even a single. Good Lord, in this traffic. Well, I saw them down there. They were showing the DOT cameras. Excuse me. And I don't know how those people were able to see. The trees were about to blow over. The camera was about to blow off the pole. It was a real traffic jam mess down there about, oh, it was in the afternoon, put it that way.
Said everybody pulled over. She pulled over on the side of the road, too. It was so heavy. She didn't really comment on the wind at the time, but the hail and the rain the road and kind of waited it out.
I did that a few times. One time on I-85, I think we'd been to the VA hospital down in Columbia and was coming back this side of Spartanburg. And it makes me nervous to have to pull off when the visibility gets like that. Because you're afraid somebody's going to cream you. I'd rather get to an exit, but it was so bad, we couldn't get to an exit, so I had to pull off. But thank God we didn't get hit.
Pull off when it's clear, because some of these people are on their phone and they drift all the time. You can see them going down the road drifting over into the shoulder. So anyway, I'm sorry I'm out of breath. Well, I'm listening to you, and then I'm working while I'm listening. Pick up the HT to respond, and I'm getting a little out of breath here.
What are you up to tonight? I'm just down in the basement chilling out. Being lazy. I got a haircut earlier, and I feel like I'm 10 pounds lighter. Bernice gives me my haircut. I'm the luckiest guy in the world, I'm telling you. The last paid-for haircut I had, Shane, was in, I remember in San Diego at the Naval Air Station, they were 50 cents. But I can't remember what they were up at Moffitt, up in the Frisco area. But not much more than that. And That's the last paid-for haircut that I've got. And I've never had a hairstylist. Can you imagine that?
I believe it. Years ago, it was just barbers for the men and hairstylists for the women. But times have changed, Tom. Gonna have to get with it. Beth usually cuts my hair. She's been doing it for years. Every so often, I'll go out and get one. She's busy or tired, and I need one, and so I'll schedule one out. But usually, she does it for me.
Old GR with Enforcement. Okay. Well, I like to keep it short. One of my doctors is in the past, he was a naval flight surgeon, and he says, I can see Navy written all over you. I said, how's this? He said, well, first of all, the haircut, and next of all is, one of your responses was, aye, aye, Captain.
If someone knows, you probably give it away more than you realize. Anyway, I'm working on a bunk bed set for my granddaughters. And then I've got some old cedar and cherry that I cut up years and years ago. And I got a little piece out of each and put my hand plane to it just to see how it cleans up. Because I just like it and it's beautiful. I need to get back to working on what I was doing.
Did you have it kiln dried, Jake?
In my shed for, let's see, the cherry and the cedar I've had probably 15 years. And I've got some oak under the deck, under cover. I've got under there about 4 years, a tree that fell out here. But no, it's not kiln dried.
That brings back the old memories, I'll tell you. My neighbor, he was just a bloody genius. He had a machine shop in his garage, and he could weld, and he knew quite a bit of electrical, and he made model steam engines, if you want to call them that. They were actually operating steam engines. And he was just so good to me. But one of the things that intrigued me was he could take a rifle barrel and turn down the chamber and rechamber different actions for different calibers and that. And his varmeter, as he called it, was made out of a piece of cherry that got blowed down in a tornado. And he took that and he sent it in and had it kiln dried. And that was one beautiful bench rest rifle. And I remember it had a 98 Mauser action. He loved those. And it was a Mexican Mauser, but he said that those were good ones. And usually they're Germans. But he was also a gunsmith. He did work for people all over the area on guns, but just a quiet, gentle man type of guy, just a wonderful guy. I sure miss him, and he passed away 80-some years old, but I learned more from that man than I could ever repay. I mean, we built a log splitter together. He taught me how to weld when he had cataracts and couldn't hardly see, and he just listened to me welding. No, Tom, you're too cold, or you're too hot, and turn it up or down, and yep, that's just right. Just an amazing man. But that varmeter out of that cherry was really beautiful, and he even checkered it himself.
Just of craftsmen. People who know what they're doing, regardless of what it is. But I do love wood, and something I've always wanted to do and get more involved in it. So I'll send you a few pictures here in a minute. A couple pictures, I'll text them over to you, show you what it is. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back to working before the net comes on. Enjoy it, Tom. Enjoy those cookies. And hello. Hope you feel better. And I will talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Shane, before you go, have you ever met NY4G Ariel?
Doesn't remember. I ran into him at Whole Foods. I saw his truck out there, and he was near it, and we talked for a few minutes, but yes, I have.
Get the chance. That man is as fine a woodworker as I've ever known in my life. I remember being at his house, and he built a chair for his wife, a rocking chair, and he was showing me, he had, I don't know what you call them, tutors or whatever, and I think his daddy was, and don't quote me on this, was a woodworker in the Philippines, I'm not sure, but at any rate, that chair, he had a picture of one that sold for $20,000. And that chair that he made, I thought, was more beautiful than that one that sold for $20,000. He's an amazing woodworker. You'd really love being around him. And he's really got a nice shop.
I've heard before, I don't know if it's from you, just hearing you talking to somebody else or other people, but I knew he was a woodworker. If you can build a chair, you're pretty good, because I think those are probably some of the hardest stuff to build to get right. Maybe one day I'll be able to do something like that, but I'm enjoying learning anyway.
They're north, in Tigertown and that, and just a real, real extra fine gentleman and absolutely brilliant. I think he's teaching physics now in his retirement. Way beyond my pay grade, Shane. Anyways, great talking to you tonight. In 4ZLK and 0TR. Have fun.
I'll talk to you later. I'll send you a couple pictures. N4ZLK 73.